Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Show and Vern show in Arizona at Royals Spring Training. He'll be back on Monday. Speaking of the Royals, opening day a week away. Next Thursday, 3 o'clock, we get you started with Cody's On Deck show at 2. Show and I will be live from Kauffman from 10 to 2, right outside of Gate D at Kauffman Stadium. And we want you to join us. So we're giving you 17 opportunities to win tickets to opening day. All you have to do is listen on Tuesday. So after we recap the first weekend of the NCAA tournament on Monday, we will regroup on Tuesday and make sure you're listening at 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11, 11:15. You understand. Every 15 minutes, we're giving you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to Royals opening day that's coming up on Tuesday right here on Show and Vern on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. From the 816, Vern, it sounds like Speck is a lot like Big Ben Roethlisberger. From listener GD12, sounds like Spectre is just one of the guys, like Ben Roethlisberger is just one of the guys. That's an astute observation. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen Serta this fired up. He is ready to go. For the NCAA tournament, it's time once again for Serta's Tournament Spotlight.
I'm excited.
You sound excited.
Next two days of the NCAA tournament. One of the best times of the year outside of the start of football. But where I want to start today, the absolute worst game of the weekend. Just happens to be the very first game of the weekend. Louisville taking on Minnesota here in about 25 minutes. That game will tip off. The reason why it's one of the worst games really has nothing to do with the product on the court. I'm assuming the Minnesota Golden Gophers will let everyone down as they are prone to do. I also don't know anything about them, but I do know Chris Mack's Louisville team is all right at playing basketball when they're not being consumed by controversy surrounding Rick Pitino, who's not even their coach anymore. But his son is the coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and Chris Mack's pretty upset they have to play them in the first round. I think you should shut up, and I hope you lose to Minnesota, Chris Mack.
What did Chris Mack say about it?
He wasn't happy that the tournament committee selected them to play Minnesota because Minnesota is coached by Rick Pitino's son.
Yeah, Chris Mack, you could shut the hell up. I'm with you, Serta. You're rolling. Keep it going.
Oh, me, oh, my. Can you think of a more exciting first-round matchup than number 7, Wofford against number 10, Seton Hall?
Sure.
Coach Kevin Willard bringing the Pirates back to prominence. The number 7 seed attained by Wofford is the best seed attained by a Southern Conference team in the NCAA tournament since 1979. The Terriers completed an 18-0 record in the Southern Conference this year, and they hold the nation's longest winning streak with a record of 20 straight. Terriers, baby. Marquette taking on Murray State.
Wait, did you just have all facts? That was just facts? There was no joke? Okay.
I'm a big Wofford fan.
I didn't know that. I like the Wofford Terriers a lot in this one, Vern. Okay.
Marquette taking on Murray State. This one doesn't have all the makings of a typical 12-5 upset, but let's be real. No one trusts Steve Wojciechowski's squad. They just had Dwayne Wade once at Marquette. I feel like that's the only reason anybody remembers them, because Dwayne Wade played there like 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, they did have Jimmy Butler. Forgot about that one.
I know we've made some great strides in sports television. Red Zone's the only way to watch the NFL outside of you're watching your favorite team, so it's like Chiefs 1, then Red Zone 2. That's really the only way to watch the NFL.
What?
Remember the good old days?
Have you ever heard the
when you had to be a DirecTV kid for March Madness, and that was the only way you could watch all the games?
No.
No, I never had DirecTV.
That was the best, because I was a DirecTV kid, so all the kids had to come
like
over to my house.
Under the desk?
Because my dad was a Giants fan growing up in D.C., so he had to have DirecTV to have this NFL Sunday package.
No one cares.
So we got all the sports packages.
Spectre, get out of here.
And that was the best way to watch March Madness was DirecTV, because you got all the games. Now all the games are on cable and accessible to everybody. And I guess I'm glad for everybody who doesn't have DirecTV, but...
Go watch it on your computer.
Or the March Madness app. I'm pretty sure you can do that online. I'm
pretty sure there's a red zone. But it felt more special back in the day when it was only on a certain service.
You know what, sir? This is your own damn fault. You're getting your segment clipped because you allowed my segments on Tuesday and Wednesday to be clipped. You just allowed Spectre. You kissed up to Spectre on the air.
I gotta say this, too. You gotta have an elite remote controller person on these 2 days. You can't have someone slacking, having the controller somewhere else.
We call them
It's got to be the remote in hand at all times from 11:15 to 11 at night.
You have a
otherwise,
Twitter
account. You're not,
just tweet
otherwise, this you're not, otherwise, you're not going to the right house.
You know what?
Have someone who is conscious of being a good remote controller. Or else you're going to have a ruined March Madness on Thursday and Friday. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Just stick to Twitter. Stick to your hot takes on Twitter.
After taking time to think about it, I'm actually with it. I actually like that take on it. Red Zone has revolutionized the game. I'm pretty sure you could do that online on CBS, but they got to come up with something better. I need a Red Zone NCAA tournament dedicated channel.
Gumble to Gumble beats Justice and saying, hey, we're taking you away from tournament action on CBS to go to Salt Lake City for this final seconds. I mean, that was kind of cool back in the day because you only had CBS from like, what, 1997 to 2012. You had
why,
the game
why
on
did
CBS
you become
and they,
the boss
they would, they
if
would
you
jump,
still want to be on the air?
They would jump around and it was really exciting.
The best of both worlds. You get that boss paycheck and you still just get to do whatever you want on the air.
I don't think what I'm saying is crazy, though.
No, it's not.
Right?
It's like cable boxes had A and B.
Yeah.
I just want a B that's just dedicated
we
to
talked
NCAA
about nostalgia
tournament
yesterday
action.
With Patrick Mahomes. It'll never be like 2018 again. March Madness will never be the same again outside of the old DirecTV package and just having CBS and them jumping to different games.
You told me you came in here to help me fix my talk back button so I could speak with Serta during breaks.
It's fixed, is it not?
No, it's not working.
Well, mine's fixed.
It's still... Oh.
My microphone's fixed. My talk
it's
back's
fixed.
It's
going in and out. We're working on our sign language today.
Good. Communication's a big part of doing a good show.
Look, I understand...
Great point, boss.
God bless it, Serta. I understand the power that comes with being the boss, but to lie to get on the air just seems silly.
You knew
it like
was
if you're
happening.
Gonna force your way on like you did in the previous few days, just do it. But to hey Vern, you need a hand with that talkback, Serta tells me it's not working. It just from the 785, you guys just lost a listener. Listener 34, El Jefe Spectre is my favorite. Get out of here. From the 785, why is this jackass hijacking the show once again?
Not hijacking the show. I just needed 2 minutes to get off my take, and
was
we're
lot.
Done.
Okay, well, goodbye. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.